Okay, we left off the previous year where we pointed out, we should already pointed out for us, this klal in Gemara that kolabol daitlag marbia, that when a person is a kashin isha with kiddush method of kiddush bia, so the kiddush aren't tarfis until the very end, this is so much related to the notion of das. Therefore, there are other cases where this halachically doesn't apply. One of the cases was the issue of nisuin. We saw the Tosfos quoted from Nisim Gaon, the Rebbe Avishan quoted this distinction that kedushin requires gemar bia because kedushin requires das, whereas nisuin can get away with the tefillas bia. Dafka for that reason, because nisuin doesn't really require das. So we put a little bit of a fancy spin on it on Monday. We're trying to explain in Tafa why is that manishtana, the difference between kedushin and nisuin. So he says that kedushin is a kinyan, and kinyanim require das, whereas nisuin is more of a matzav, it's just a state of being. Therefore, wouldn't require das, and we supported that argument with what we spoke about earlier in the year from Shach. That was maybe the ultimate reason why we reject Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the one who compares kinyan as one kinyan to another kinyan. Therefore, the chuppah can make kinyan, can make kedushin, and everybody disagreed with Rav Huna. But it wasn't clear why everybody disagreed. Rav Shach explained this was very nekuda because of the matzah versus kinyan. So, if we take this idea now to really to the next level, we really have three different scenarios that we're talking about. We're talking about kiddushin, and we're talking about nisuin, and we're talking about yibum. And we said that kiddushin is very, very into das. Nisuin doesn't really require das, and yibum clearly doesn't require das. So, could the reason why yibum not require das almost be for the same reason why nisuin doesn't require das? Because yibum, at the end of the day, is not really a kinyan. I mean, we sometimes throw around the term kinyanim very, very softly. Even the Mishnah describes Isha Konas Atzav Misabah, which we're not even sure. That's a kinyan in the classic sense of the word. There's no das kinyan. But the husband dies with das, and not with das. So. Yes. I mean, if he dies a lot tonight, it's hard to deal with that. So there are certain things that we almost colloquially use the term a kinyan, even though it may not be purely halachic in nature. So yibum is a tricky one. What exactly is yibum? Is yibum a kinyan in the classic sense of the word? Was Yibum not really a kinyan altogether? So remember when we talked about the relation between Yibum and Kiddushin back a couple of months ago, so we pointed out that Yibum is a very funny thing because on the one hand, Yibum does result in Ishus. So the end game is the same as Kiddushin, but there are so many differences between Yibum and Kiddushin. The most blatant difference is that Isha Nikis Begimel Drachim, whereas Yivama is only Nikis Bebiya. And even the standards of Bia are different, and it's Be'ainis Be'baratzon, it's Be'akorach, etc. So we raised the Chakir a couple months ago as to how to make sense of these differences. This is a very classic Chakir 101. Whenever you have two halachas, and there's a certain similarity to halachas, and then there's certain differences. So the basic question is, are they really fundamentally the same? I'm kind of gloss over the differences. The differences are almost, just technical differences, but fundamentally, in the heart and soul, the dinim are the same. I was going to say, if the differences are so volatile, we're talking about something really different over here. We're talking about something which is radically different from one another. This is like a life type of a hakir. Very, very often you have these things. There are certain similarities between X and Y, but there are differences, and the differences are so important, they're so basic, that highlights the fact that they're really fundamentally different from one another. So what is kedushin? What is yibum? Is yibum almost the same as kedushin? Yibum is a method of kedushin. Yibum is a method of kinyan. Yibum is in its heart and soul, its kishka, is really a maisa kedushin. It just, there are a couple of nuanced differences. Be'akorach and ap'akorach, kesher shtar. So that's why I say, no, that yibum is not really the same. So what would that mean, that yibum is not the same? If it's not kinyan kedushin, so what is it? So remember, I challenge everyone to remember in Rosh Hashanah. So the first Asameach in Hilchus Yibum, opening Or Sameach, so he raises this question, what really is Yibum all about? So it could be that Yibum is really a mitzvah. Yibum is, you do the mitzvah of Yibum, once you do the mitzvah of Yibum, memela, what happens? The man, she becomes your wife. You weren't koinah har, it's Isha Yilomina Shemayim. What you have to do is, you have to enter into this type of a relationship of mitzvah Yibum. And once you do it, the mamela, in a sense, the chaloisim take place. But it's not that you did it. You weren't an active participant in the chalos. The chalos almost happened by itself. Once you entered into the state of a mitzvah yibum. Therefore, what's the mitzvah zibum? Keset is not a mitzvah zibum. Shtar is not a mitzvah zibum. Bia is a mitzvah zibum. So once bia is a mitzvah zibum, and meila, bia has the ability to be the create the chalos of yishus as well. Those who were with us, we spoke a little bit about this year, and we spoke a lot about this back in Yavama's days, is that to quote bias gibum a kinyan kedushin may be very, very shaky. Because remember Rashi? Who remembers the Rashi in the fifth part of Yavama's? Rashi says, we spoke about it this year also, why is it that a Yavama's that negates bias of a rishtar? Who remembers? Rashi says, what's the philosophy behind this? What's the basic reason in halacha why kesef shtar don't work? So Rashi had a startling statement in Yavama's in the fifth paragraph. Rashi says, because a Yavama is basically a what? She's an Eish HaSach. An Ein Kiddush and Tovus Eish HaSach. Remember that Rashi? Remember we quoted that Rashi this year. We spoke a lot about it a couple of years ago. That basically, how can you have Kiddush on a Yavama? She's your brother's wife. What's happening with Kaddishar? I hope this doesn't make any sense. The Torah says she becomes your wife by doing Yibum. It's through the back doors. It's not the method of Kiddush. The Parsha of Kiddush was not given to Yavama. Even though you're doing a Bia, Bias Yavama is not a Maisa Kiddush. Because there's no Kiddush type sin by Nesh Yisach. So according to that whole understanding that Bias Yibum is more of a mitzvah oriented, we may even want to call it almost like a matzav. I mean, situation. Once you're in the situation of performing the mitzvah, the meila, she becomes your wife. It's not so crazy to say that just as Yibum is not really a chalois, it's more of a matzav. What else? What's the parallel to Yibum? It's also not really a chalois. It's more of a matzav. More of a pa'ula, more of a mitzvah oriented. Chalitza. It's the same thing, right? Because what is chalitza? Who remembers chalitza? Chalitza, the Gemara says you can't make a wad for? Can't make shalif. And you can't make a wad for?
Tonight.
Why was that? Who remembers? Because why? What's the connection? Because you're not the who?
You're not the
Baal HaChalos. You're not doing anything. You can make tonight. You can make a shalich. When you are kinyanim, you can make a tonight. Kinyanim, you can make a ayde shalichos. But if you are doing a pa'ulas chalitza and the Torah is making the chalos, that's not nitan to your tonight. That's not nitan to your shalichos. So it's not so wild to say that the whole parsha of Yibum and Chalitza Hakol Mikol Kol is not you acting. The players, the human factors in Yibum and Chalitza are their puppets. They're not doing anything. Who's really creating the Chalos? Who's doing everything? The Rosh is doing everything. He creates the Chalos Yibum. He creates the Chalos Chalitza. Why? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Isha Hikru Lamina Shemayim. You can't get more. That phrase, Isha Hikru Lamina Shemayim, is not poetic. It's halachic. Isha Hikdalom and Shemayim, that the Rebbeinu Shalom creates the Chalois, and the Rebbeinu Shalom removes the Chalois. You have to go through the motions. You have to do a Maisa Bia, you got to do a Matzah Bia, you got to do a Maisa Chalitza, Matzah. You got to do your little Hishtavus on the ground, but it's not Kedushin, it's not Nesuin. It's not Kedushin, it's not Gittin. Kedushin and Gittin, human beings are mamash in the driver's seat. The Rebbeinu Shalom put us into the driver's seat, Kigach Hashisha. But that's not what's happening. It's a different method, it's a different parasha again. So, Kopanim, we can begin to understand how this is all playing out in terms of our sugya. Why is it, my high, that when it comes to Kedushin, so Kedushin is only Chal, Pigmar, Bia. Why? Because you need Das. And why is Nesuin Chal, Petchilas, Bia? Because you don't need Das. And why is Yibum Chal, Petchilas, Bia? Because once again, you don't need Das. So all of these halachas, that Kedushin is in its own world, in terms of Das, and therefore Gemar Bia, in contrast to the Suin and Yibum, it's all of this is based on one fundamental difference. Kiddushin is a Kinyan, the Suin is not a Kinyan, it's a Matzah, and Yibum is a Matzah as well. So it's just to play together the final touches in terms of what we spoke about on Monday, connecting it to now. So comes the Ran in our Sugya, it goes one step further, comes around and says, I'm going to prove to you that my model is correct, that Yibum is clearly parting ways from Kedushin. No question about it, says the Ran, that Yibum is Tchivas Bia. I don't want to hear about Sof Bia, I don't want to hear about Gemar Bia, I don't want to hear about Das, I don't want to hear about Kinyan, I don't want to hear anything. I'm going to prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that unlike what it says in Kedushin, that Yod Bia is a regular Kedushin, Yibum is Chavat Tchivas Bia. What's the Raya the Ran? So he brings us back to a sugya, those are with us in Yavamas, I think we spent one or two shiur about Yavamas Nafchaf. I think about 2 months or so, if I'm not mistaken, okay? And you take us back to Sugi of Amistad Chav. Somebody last night was telling me, the chassan was telling me that they were listening to some shiurim from Yivam, about 6 years ago, so five, six years, something like that. From Yivam, they were listening to shiurim in Yivamus, and it happens to be they were listening to shiurim in Daf Chav in Yivamus, and I think they were also following along like the shiurim that we give in Junesman also. So he said they realized, lo and behold, that we're talking about the same topic. I said, you're right, it's one Torah, so it's all the same topic. So comes the Gemara and Daf Chav in Yivamus for the following. The Ran's going to bring a Raya Brush and a Tshuva. The Tchilas Bia is all you need for Yivam. So famous Gemara talks about the Kohen Gadol being Miyabem, a woman. What's the problem? A woman falls for Yibam to Kohen Gadol. So Mr. Cohen is married, he has many children, he dies, and his wife falls for Yibam Chalitza to his brother. It happens to be his brother's the Kohen Gadol. He's Rabbi Cohen. He's the high priest. He's the Kohen Gadol. So Shiloh, how in the world is the Kohen Gadol going to do Yibam on this woman? Can he do Yibam on the woman? So the Mishnah says he can't. The Mishnah says you have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yibam. So what's the why not? Let's make a simple cheshbon. Why don't we say, Esei, no chelom, says, let the mitzvah of Yibam be doich of the Yisrov al-Mod al-Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says, no, not so simple. The Mishnah says, maybe it depends on the following. It depends, is she an Almana min ha-Erisin, or is she an Almana min ha-Nesuin? If she is an Almana min ha-Nesuin, I mean, she was already married to the brother for 20 years, they were living together. So there's no question she can't have Yibam with the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol would be a violation, not just of the law of Amana Leikahu, would be a violation of the Isser Esay of Be'ula Kohen Gadol, the Su'ah of Be'ula. And we have a clause called Ein Esay Docha Esay Velosa. So if she's an Amana Minan Su'in, so we're done. We're history. It's not going to happen. Because all you have is the Esay of Yibam. But the essay of Yibam would go up against the essay and the los essay of an Amana and Be'ula, and that's not going to fly. Okay? So I think it was that's los of the Pshita, that's the Shema. Just as in totally aside. And let's say the Kohen Gadol wouldn't listen to us, and then you could go ahead and do Yibam on her. Would it be Chaya Malchus? Anyone know? He violates the Mishnah, violates the Din. He doesn't follow the guidelines of the Torah, Ein Essay Docha Essay Velos Essay.
Obviously the answer is no, but I don't know why.
That's obviously
why
the answer not. Is...
One thing, well, the machlok depends on how you understand Asi Lo Sase. So one of the ways that we understood it was that the two Lo Sases would cancel each other. So just
you don't mean the two Lo Sases.
The Asi and
you mean
the Asi and the Asi, so you're left with the Lo Sase.
You meant the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's what you meant. Okay, let me tell you what you mean. Okay. Right. But your doctor really means this all. Yeah. 6 years since Jibama, so I'll give you a break. Okay? So, comes the revolt, as of course one of the revolt says... Why isn't the essay Doch Essay or Los Essay? So the Rivah says, the essay is Doch Los Essay. It really is. But the problem is, the essay is Doch Los Essay, but you still can't do it because you have an Isser Essay staring you in the face, and Ein Essay Doch Essay. So the Los Essay is taka taken care of, says the Rivah, and therefore if you violate the Isser of doing it, all you do is you violate the Essay, you don't get Malchus for that. That's the Chiddush of the Rivah. And Tosis quotes in the first part of the Chiddushin from Ben Yosef. Quotes him as Ben Yosef from Eretz Yisrael. One of the Balei HaTosfos moved to Eretz Yisrael. So in some places Tosfos calls him Ben Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Some places they call him Ben Yosef from Eretz Yisrael. And some places they call him Ben Yosef Halacha Eretz Hatzvi. That's the quote phrase. It's the poetic phrase for Eretz Yisrael. It's the same person. The same Rabbi Yosef. I think it was the Rimi Erlins who eventually. I'm not sure. I can't say for certain. But it was one of the Balei HaTosfos Ben Yosef. I remember a few months ago. We quoted one of Tyson's quotes. I don't know if it was in this year here or somewhere else. It was like right after, I think, when the UN made one of its absurd declarations that there haven't been Jews in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the Jews moved to Eretz Yisrael 50 years ago. So one of those grand historical observations. So I was given the shiur that night. I think it was Bnei Shurim. I said that apparently they forgot this Tyson's. Because Tosis is talking for the 1100s, and they're talking about one of their Balei Tosis moved there to Israel, apparently. He didn't register with the UN at the time. Anyway, that was my aura. So Rabbeinu Yosef, married to Israel, writes, no, he writes that, Ein Esei Doch Esei Velosasei means like this, that when you have a Losasei Achamur, so you don't see Esei Doch Velosasei, let's say if you have a Losasei Shesh Bakaris, lo sashish from Mrs. Bezdin. Anytime a lo sase is so chamor, it's not neat unto dechiyah altogether. So when you have an assay and a lo sase together, the assay is mechazik the lo sase. So it elevates the lo sase to the type of a lo sase, it's not neat unto the dechiyah. So if the guy goes down and violates the assay, he's going to be chai malchus, says the many assay. Because he violated an assay that wasn't nitcha. He violated the law of a woman that was not nitcha. So that's a machlokes to Rivan. But Rabbi Yosef, what's the lumness of this thing? But for our purpose, it doesn't make a difference. In this case, if I'm going to sue it, it's not going to fly. But come to Gemara and say, but what if, as follows, what if you have an almana minha nesuin? I'm sorry, minha erasin. What if she was never deal with her husband? They never made it to the chuppah with husband number one. And then the husband dies. Now the Gemara makes a cheshbon. The Gemara says, oh, wait a second. Let the assay of Yibum be doiche the lo sase of Amman. It's still a lo sase because she is an Amman, she had Kedusha, so she's still an Amman when her husband dies, but there's no assay of Be'ula. So it is a classic assay doiche lo sase. So what is your right? That when you have an Amman and an Eris, and guess what? Yavi assay, Yibcha lo sase. I, the Mishnah Shei Faker, the Mishnah says it doesn't work. What's the answer, remembers? But this is the Gemara. Gzeir Yerushalmi to be a Shniya. They were afraid that if we let them remain married, so then they're gonna not only do Yibum, but the next night they'll be together again. That second Bia is still a violation of Almana, and it's not going to say Yibum anymore. And that's going to be a problem. So the din is that in the Torah, they could really have Bia Rishon and then get divorced. But the Rabbanah, they thought that was just a bad idea. They let them have Bia Rishon, and next thing you know, they're going to have a Bia Shniya. And remember the Marsha? Boaz, that's the Marsha says. That was the pshat going to the goer. That was the mistake of doing. That was the pshat in Boaz, the whole mice in Boaz. Enough. Okay. I'm getting back to the story. So the Gemara is the favorite. This is going to work. Minatari, the Bashas, and the conclusion of the Gemara is Minatari, this is going to work. No? What's the Ran's Raya? So the Ran can bring a Raya Brura that, what? That? When is a woman, when does Yibum take place? At the Tchilas Bia. Why? Because if Yibum doesn't take place until the Sof Bia, so then when does a woman become a Ba'ula? What is necessary to make a woman to a Ba'ula? Even Chilas Bia. Who's going to bring me a Raya to that? Bring me a Raya Brura from Agamar, the Fjordan condition. A woman becomes a Ba'ula for the vis-a-vis the Yisra, Ba'ula Karnavel, but Chilas Bia. The Gemara said that if you hold a Sof Bia Kona, a Karnavel can be Makadish and Isha with Bia. Remember Agamar said that, why? Because she'll become a Ba'ula at the beginning of Bia, and she won't be nikkene until the end of Bia, that'll be a problem. So there's no question that Chilas Bia makes her into a Ba'ula. It comes around and makes the calculation, he adds up all the kudus and says like this. If the essay of Yibum, let's play it by devil's advocate a bit, if the essay of Yibum will only be fulfilled at Gemar Bia, how in the world is that going to be doiche the losa say of Amada? It'll turn out that even Amada bin Ahirasin will always be an essay and a losa say. She'll be a Ba'ula. Who's Ba'ula? Who is she nivula to?
Him.
But that's a problem. That's how Gemara. Ba'ula's after is also a problem. So Zach Deran, how could the Gemara say that Yavi essay with Chalos essay if the essay of Yibum is only Miskaima at the Gemara Bia, so then the timing is not going to work out. So it must be Zevin Fendos, says Deran, from that Gemara in Yivam B'Stavchav, it must be, this is supporting our theory, that the essay of Yibum is not fulfilled at the Tchilas Bia, and therefore, at the moment of the Tchilas Bia, the Taka is no essay, and therefore, Yavi Essay v'Yichalos Essay. This is the Ran's Raya. That's a Ran. It's a Ran for you. What a Raya. Where's the cash? Where's the problem with the Ran's Raya? Ran and Ash, singing Ran and Kedusha. Where's the problem with the Ran's Raya? The Ran's Raya is a Gevaldik Raya. You cannot refute this Raya. But he didn't need this Raya. He made it too complicated, the Ran. It's such a much simpler Raya. Let's play devil's advocate again. Keep on crossing. Let's say for a minute that it's Gemar Bia. Okay? Let's say it's Gemar Bia. Forget the essay of Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Forget that doesn't even exist. The Torah never gave us that essay. Yibum can still not be Doiched the Los essay. Why? It's not something that's not being enough. If you really truly hold, which is wrong, but if you really truly hold that the essay given is this kaima at the time of Gemar Bia, so then the Isser of Amalek is obviously at Harah. That's a Mishnah, that's a Gemara, that's not a question. That's the first two blotted and six pair of Yavamas. So the lo sasei of Amman Lekohen Gadol is for sure going to be violated at the moment of Hara, and the mitzvah Yibum is not going to be until later, if that would be true. What shayach to Amman Lekohen Gadol sasei? It's tachna pe'idna. So why did the Ran have to bend over backwards? The Ran had to make a whole shibul Torah because of this essay. It's sticking out like a sore thumb. This issue of essay of Bu'ul Lekohen Gadol. That's what's going to prove to me that it's gemar, that it's not Gemara B'yin. No. The whole sugya thing where the Gemara talks about essay of Lekohen Gadol by other Isurim, let's say by a Mamzer, let's say by an Amoini. The Gemara talks about a half a dozen other cases. If the Gemara talks about essay of Lekohen Gadol by Yibum, what? All of Chaf. We could have had 2 extra months. In 6 years ago, why did we spend 2 months in Dav Chaf and Maseches Yevam talking about Esed Dach Losse? Every Esed Dach Losse is dead on arrival, unless you hold that Chivas Bias kind of a Yibum. That's what the Ran should say. What the Ran confuses, mixes up with the Sugya of Ba'ulu and Esed Losse, says Hachagadia, the very institution of Esed Dach Losse in the Parish of Yibum, the whole discussion of a whole blot of Dav Chaf, 2 months of Shear, is predicated on the assumption that Chivas. That Chilas Yibum is coming in. That's what the Ran should have said. I hope everybody's saying that's a kasha. What's the answer? Everybody say everyone should have the information necessary to answer that kasha. Anyone who was with us in Yibum 6 years ago?
Yeah, we had a Tosfos that says we're in them.
Oh, it does. Very good. Okay. So the Chora, the reason why the Ran did not go down that route of just the very institution of essay. The very concept is not necessarily a raya that Tchilas Bias Gaina, based on B'idna, has to do with the redefinition of the term B'idna. We have very sticky details. We think B'idna means to this precise, someone sitting there with a stopwatch and saying, ooh, hara, you violated an isser. The mitzvah's not till Gmar Biyah, until 10 seconds later. Oh, nope, you violated the Klal Beidna. So you do him a foursome. You should be doing a foursome. A test of the Maseches, where? What?
It's the needle.
The needle is the other. Yeah, that's the Beidna of Enes Echalas. Tazin. Zvachim. Tazari Zayin. Everyone remembers? Ring a bell. Very low bell. Remember the context? When the context of Taisus?
The Korban
Pesach. Very good. The Gemara in Zvachim of Tzadi Zayin learned that from a Pasuk, that Ein Esei Dochel Osei to the Mikdash. That whenever you're in the realm of Beis HaMikdash, the Klal of Esei Dochel Osei fall by the wayside. My Han, how do you know that? Because the Torah says, the Etzem of Tishbruvo, twice. Why do I need to say the Etzem of Tishbruvo twice? To teach me that even if there's meat inside the bone, I have no right to break the bone to get the meat. Get the mark, the marrow, the schmack, the stuff out of it. Can't do it. If he has a little sishbro, you're not allowed to break the bone, even to fulfill the mitzvah of the arayis of Achilles Korban Pesach. So he says, why not? So he yavi esay shel Achilles Korban Pesach, v'yichilos esay shel etzel sishbro vo. So why does the Torah trump that by saying no? Zepin from Dov, that ein esay dochel osay sebe mikdosh. And this becomes the model for kol Torah. Kula ein esay dochel osay sebe mikdosh, the Gemara takes this and flies with it to other areas as well. So Kum Taisus on the spot of the Tzadi Zayin and says, wait a second, hold the phone. You want to derive limitations of Esei Dochel Osei from this Parsha Shiras Etzem, that's presupposing that Esei Dochel Osei should have applied here. I mean, it met all the other criteria for Esei Dochel Osei, and it just flopped. It fell short, fell on its head, fell flat on its face, never because it's based in Mikdash. But if not for that technicality, we would have applied Esed Dach Losei. Fred tells the Kasha, it's the Chnapi Idna. You are breaking the bone before you're getting to the meat. It's Chnapi Idna. The Gemara says in Shabbos that it has to be the Idna. Fred tells the Kasha. How can the Gemara dare and learn out a detail of Ein Esed Dach Losei Shem HaMikdash? Tape a play that it's not even in the ballpark, not even on the radar screen of Esed Dach Losei because it's not Idna. And Taisus is blind for the Kasha. They never answer the Kasha. In the back of the Gemara, it printed the Piskei HaTosfos, which were the ends of the Tosfos. The part of the Tosfos got chopped off by the printer. The printer was so excited with this kasha that I guess the Gresha printer, who was, by the time he got Zvachim Tzadi Zayin, he didn't chop the Tosfos, didn't answer the kasha. He read the kasha, it was a good kasha. He probably didn't understand the kasha, and he left out the Teretz. So Teretz got stashed away in the back somewhere, got lost in the back page somewhere. So in the Piskei Taisus, the answer to this Kasha Taisus appears. The answer is that Be'idna doesn't mean 100% simultaneous. If it's famous phrase, Iwa, Iefshar, B'lav Hochi. There's no way to get to eating Marach of Korban Pesach without breaking the bone. The breaking of the bone and the eating of the Marach inside becomes Chadamaisa. There's no way to separate between the two. You have to get to A in order to get to B. So if you have to get to A to get to B, A is the AB. A new cloud, just a little math. It's called Maisa, AB. And therefore, for the limitations, for the rules and regulations of the Idna, this suffices. This is also the cloud of the Idna. If that's the case, so now we understand the same pizdin, the same thing is true when it comes to Bia. You can't get to Gemar Bia until you do Hara. So it could be, it's nitan lahe amer, that Hara is nothing. Hara is taka not a mitzvah. The same way that kol boil daito al Gemar Bia, maybe that's true by Yibam also. Maybe. In the end of the day, it's probably not, but it's not convincing. So it's shayach to discuss, essay dochalosa say in Yibam, even al hatzad, that chilas Bia is taka not kind, eh? And that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't concern me. I wouldn't bet an eyelash for that. Why? Because for the purposes of the Idna, the relationship between Hara and Gemar Bia is not all that different than between breaking of a bone and eating the Marach inside, eating the Basar inside. Because just as the breaking of the bone is a necessary prerequisite to getting to the Chiras HaBasar Shebefinim, and therefore for the purposes of Esedah also just as labeled as Idna, for Dinami, for our purposes of Bia, it would also be true. Now, at the end of the day, the Ran says, I'm going to prove to you anyway that Chivas Bia is kind of Yibam. So at the end of the day, I'm not really saying my Bia is kind of, but just from the institution of the Sugi Vetzachos as Yibam, that in and of itself is not a riot to anything, because we've extended the definition of it. Would everybody buy into this? Does everyone buy into this idea? That, like the Piskei Taisus is saying, and particularly the relationship between that Hara merges into one with Gemar Bia for the purposes of Esed Avodah Zarah, saying, is that really true? So this is a Beferish B'Machlokes Rishonim. This is a Taisus, a very famous Taisus. We spoke about this Taisus many times over the years. The Taisus in Masechet Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. The Taisus is the famous Kasha. The Mishnah says in Daf Mem Aleph and Gittin, and you have a Chatzi Evin V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. His shidduch prospects are zero. Okay, he puts on his resume availability. There's nothing. There's no money. He can't marry a baschar and he can't marry a shivcha. He's mamash up the creek. So that's why the din is you have to free him. Give him the possibility to get married. Now, what's so terrible with shidduch prospects are up the creek? So he won't get married. What does the Mishnah say?
So
the Mishnah says a strange thing. The Mishnah says, "Halolo nivra in the melapir v'rivya." The whole world is created, people should have children. Shenemar. So if you were writing the Mishnah, what would be the next Shenemar? Approval Melos Haaretz. And what is the Mishnah saying? Strange Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo Nivra Mepir V'Rivya, expecting the Pasuk Peruvu, and the Mishnah gives the Pasuk from Yishayahu. So there are a lot of problems in that. First of all, the Mishnah is assuming that we heard of the Navi Yishayah means, you know what that possibly means. Everyone got to the end of the Navi Yishayah with Sobro, Hashem, and Zizor. You have a better shot if people know. What?
They did
a Jones. Yeah, people will have a better chance of knowing Pasuk and Precious. And if you have a choice between Pasuk, according to Pasuk and Precious, Pasuk and Shayah, it doesn't make any sense. Who remembers the answers to that, Kasha? We must have spoke about this once in the last 15 years, at least. It's a famous Kasha of Taisus in Masechet Gittin after Malaf, and Taisus Hagigat Abbeis. Taisus gives a few answers. One of the famous answers that Taisus gives is that the Mishnah wanted to quote Dafka the Pasuk of Losahu, because that Pasuk Avadim Achayavimim. The Chatzi Ben Chorin part is Tanya Chayav in Peruvu, but the Chatzi Eved part is not. Why? Because the Chatzi Eved is Dino Kehu, a Chiyav of Avadim is only like Nashim, and Nashim Tachap Turos from Peruvu. But says Taisus, Taisap Turos from Peruvu, but the Chayav is in what? Chayav is in Shabbos. This is a very, very famous Taisus. So the beginning of Evan Ezer, Chayav is in Aleph. So he has to quote this Taisus. La Lach, he has to quote this Taisus. But is that true? Women are chayavos and shemus? That's news to us. Okay, another time, another place, maybe. But getting back to that story. So Tosis asked the Kasha, I don't understand, why is this guy's shidduch prospect so slim, non-existent? I have a great shidduch for him. Just as the gevaldige shidduch. What's the gevaldige shidduch? Who remembers? What's the gevaldige shidduch, Tosis says? Let him marry. So Tosis asked that Kasha, and Tosis says that's not going to work. Because the half and half is not going to mix. Let him marry. No, let him marry. Who? Tosis asked the Kasha. For him. Let him marry a regular. Bas Yisrael. That's the big deal. I is going to be involved. Gross violation of Evan marrying a Bas Chor. He has no choice. He has a mitzvah of what?
Of
mitzvah of Peruvu. Yava and mitzvah Peruvu. V'yidcha Yisr of marrying a Shiv, marrying an Evan. Whatever Yisr is involved in marrying, whatever this terrible list of their ice is involved in Evan marrying a Bas Chor, let his mitzvah Yisr. That's why his kasha. Oh, so one third in Tosis says it doesn't have part, and Tosis is a chiddush that my essay can't be dochi your losa. If Tosis does, there's no gemara like that. Tosis is a chiddush that essay dochi losa only works for you yourself, not for somebody else's. We talked about this a lot last year, 2 years ago. Ksubis, we spoke about this a lot. Can my essay be dochi your losa? But forget about it. I don't want that to answer that. So Tosis has a lot of answers to this kasha. So one of the answers to Tosis' kasha is that no, essay dochi losa is not going to work here. You know why? Listen to why, says Tosfos. The losas is going to be violated when? Let's get it to the minute. To the split second. The losas is like any other Isuri Bia, which is violated at what point? Harot Chivas Bia. And the mitzvah's essay derai supruvo will only be fulfilled when?
9 months later at best.
That's what I would have said, and Tosfos doesn't say that. It says, and when will the mitzvah derai supruvo be fulfilled, Zog Tosfos?
At
Gemar Bia.
I don't see why.
At Gemar Bia. So, Frechter Bechon and Gemar Bia, there's no baby yet. What's the answer? That's the mitzvah of Peruvu. What do you mean the mitzvah of Peruvu is to have children? The Rosh Hashanah is going to decide whether I have a child. That's my mitzvah. Since when is there a mitzvah given to Bas of Adam, so that's totally beyond Kodesh Baruch Hu? I decide whether I want to put on the tefillah. I decide whether I want to come to shul and hear the shofar. I decide I want to shake luv, eat the matzah. So, I can decide. Hindi Mukhum Zubim to have children. Rabbi Shalom doesn't bless your children. So what does that mean? What do the words mean? So Zabta B'chanan must be that the Tzuras HaMitzvah is you have to do your ultimate trial to have a child. So if a person just says, I did Harod and called it a day, it's not going to get you anywhere. So you have to do the ultimate trial. It's to have a Gemar Bia. You have to have a Gemar Bia, and that's that ad kan human being's effort for having a child. If you're successful in having a child with that Gemar Bia, then what? Then you part from the mitzvah. If you're not successful, then try again. Then you have to keep on trying again. So it comes to B'chon and says, but the Maisa mitzvah of Peruvu is the Gemar Bia. And therefore, Tosfos was willing to call that the moment of truth, but it's off by a split second because the Hara preceded it, and the Gemar Bia doesn't take place 5 seconds later, and therefore Tosfos says, Yidin Chaperayim Be'idra. So, the Milchas Chinuch says what Mr. Alton said. Milchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Aleph says, I have a better answer than Tosfos. Milchas Chinuch says, the Mitzvah of having children isn't Mekuyam until when? Until children are born. He says, it's a Matzav. It's the situation of having children. It's not a Maisa Mitzvah, Bechlal. It's Bechlal not a Maisa. There is no Maisa Mitzvah approval. That's his famous answer to the Gasha. How can it be that Gemara says, seems to say, in Shulchan Aruch quotes, that if a person is, guy's mezada with an Eshes Ish, and he gives birth to a mamzer, he's yoytzeh mitzvah peruvu with that child. If he does it twice, born girl, he's yoytzeh peruvu. So how can the answer be, ach mitzvah b'aveira? So he says, no, mitzvah b'aveira means that the aveira can cancel the ma'aseh mitzvah. Sukkah next year. Mitzvah b'aveira means that a ma'aseh that's done derech aveira can't register as a mitzvah. But by proof there's no ma'aseh altogether. The fact that there are children in the world, that is the mitzvah. That's all there is right now. That's what some of the later contemporary posts can raise a question. Even before the contemporary posts, Ha'ara in the Taz, the end of an Ezra. So there's a note, like a saga, from, I don't remember, it was from Tzvi, from Yechav Emden. The father and son, who raises the question, let's say a person ends up fathering a child without a ma'asibiyah. Let's say he doesn't do it. The Gemara calls the Sabra Rambatya. So that means he deposited Zera in the water, and then the water goes, okay, whether it works, doesn't work, theoretically. So that discussion carries over as manazel. Let's say a person comes into existence without a ma'asibiyah through IVF. I have different medical things. So would that be a chisaron in the mitzvah puruvu? Would anybody say you're not yotzi puruvu? It's my job. Would anyone ever say that's a chisaron of puruvu? So he's not so sure. He's not sure. Maybe that's not called the mitzvah puruvu. So according to Mechas Chinuch, that's a good question. According to Mechas Chinuch, the mitzvah puruvu is not a ma'isa. There is no ma'isa puruvu. The mitzvah puruvu is the fact that their children are born. So if Alpi Din, they're your children, they exist in the world. That is, by definition, the mitzvah puruvu. Even if you hold like Taisvis, that the mitzvah is the Gemar Bia, doesn't say the Torah Gemar Bia. The Torah says Puruvu. The Torah says you have to bring children into this world. So until 20 years ago, so the only way to bring children to the world was through a Maisa Bia. If now it's the Schadesh, the science, there's another way to bring children into the world. So V-State, that's not called the Maisa of Puruvu. The Maisa Puruvu is you have to do everything, like the Rebbe Chanan writes, you have to do everything within the human ability to bring children into the world. So the guy did. He went to the doctor, and he did IVF, and everything, and now children are born. So that's also called the Mitzvah Puruvu. According to Nechas Chinuch, it's a non-start. Of course that's Puruvu. But even according to Tosafot, it's probably also Puruvu. Now getting back to this story. So Tosafot says, and one of the few things in Tosafot is that the reason why Esei Docha Losei doesn't fly by the case of the Chatz Ben Chayrin is because you're off by a couple of seconds. So that Bein Tosafot disagrees with who? With the Piskei Tosafot. That Bein Tosafot disagrees because the Piskei Tosafot would say that's not true. Piskei Tosafot told us that as long as it's the Efshar B'Lav Hochi, you have to do step A in order to get to step B. That's by definition considered to be in, and therefore we said that's the Rav assuming. The model of Harot and Rabia would be parallel to the model of the Piskei Tosafot. So just again, just to remember, there's a new Shainim that the Ran and our Sugya went out of his way to bring a Raya Dafka from this scenario of the strange case with the Losis and the essay, didn't bring the Raya from plain and simple Yibam. He seemed to be assuming that the Inna is now somehow not going to concern us. He seemed to be in sync with that Piskei Tosafot. We're just pointing out that there are other Rishonim who didn't find that. Other Rishonim who defined the Inna as being mamish precise to the split second. And according to those Rishonim, so then the Raya of the Ran could be even a simpler Raya. So it doesn't matter whether you go down the Ran's Raya, whether you go down other Rishonim's Raya. At the end of the day, there's no question that by Yibam Chilos B'yas Koinah, and part of what we said before is that it makes a lot of sense. Because whenever, the only time that there's a chisaron of you have to get to the point of Gemar Bia, that's when the halacha requires das, when we're in the parshas Kinyonim. Once you've entered into a different realm, not parshas Kinyonim, once you're into matzavim, the mitzvahs, the things of ishet and lishalayim, that kind of lingo, both in terms of nesuin and in terms of yibum, so then the rules are very, very different, and then the whole svar for the dol that of Gemar Bia falls by the wayside. And the male yifah, whatever the standard of Bia called darkul, so the standard Bia called darkul is tacha, chilas Bia is tacha. Okay? All right, I think we'll wrap things up for the year. Wish everybody a lot of atzlocha. Thank everybody for joining us to the very end. Met Hashem. When's the first day of Shia?
I was going to ask.
When's the first day of Shia? Anyone know? August something or other. Okay. Around. Give me a little bit. It'll drop after Shia. Give or take, whatever. Hope for Met Hashem. So we are. Yeah. Those who are interested, so the game plan, theory for next year is ultimately to start with Sukkot.